All right, we got a bizarre story that we want to share with you today coming from the Daily Mail. The CIA document claims that life indeed existed on Mars. Now, here's the bombshell. It was a population of very large people who built pyramids. Wow. We're going to talk about this on today's podcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what is going on, guys? It is Christmas Eve, December 24th, Tuesday, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. And of course, I'm your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. Hey, listen, do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that like button because I really believe you're going to like this segment. It's going to be jam-packed with a lot of revelation and information. I believe it'll be a great blessing to you on this Christmas Eve. I know it's different. Most pastors are talking about the Christmas story and the birth of Jesus and this. And listen, I'm not stupid, guys. You guys know this. You are solid believers. That is the milk and cookies of Christianity. Everyone knows the birth of Jesus. We know the death, burial, and resurrection. We're going to give you the meat today. We're going to give you the meat that you like. We're going to give you the steak. We're not going to give you the appetizers. We're going to give you the steak today. So we would love for you to stick around. Again, why don't you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification on Rumble and YouTube, whatever platform you're watching or listening from. And that's going to keep you connected with us on these social media outlets as well. Now, let me get right into this, guys. For you guys who love the teaching and I'm going to throw some theological terms out here, so don't get nervous. We'll explain all this. Perhaps the ages past, that's a term, or the pre-Adamite world, that's a term, or the world that once existed before our world, that's another term we could talk about. We're going to talk about giants, the Nephilim, angels, the sons of God, the sons of morning, the creation before Adam and Eve was ever created. We're going to talk about all this stuff. So if you love this kind of stuff, this is the program tonight or today for you. Okay? So let me get right into this article. This is, when I read this, I was blown away like, wow, because there are some elements of this in which they come up with this research that I don't necessarily agree with. That is a new age practice, but that's not the takeaway that I want to get from this. Let me just read this again for you guys that are just joining us. A new CIA document claims that life indeed did exist on Mars. And it was a population of, quote, very large people. Now, I looked at other references. Other publications say it was a population of giants. They use the term giants who, quote, built pyramids. Now let's get into this. While NASA is searching for life on Mars, a CIA document claims it was found 40 years ago. Okay. The report called Mars Exploration, May 22nd, 1984. This document details how the agency used. Now, again, this is a new age practice that I vehemently disagree with and will tell you do not and stay away from this. Do not even partake of this ever. It's called astral projection. And they tell you here that it's the idea that an individual spirit can travel through the astral plane to transport a, quote, subject to Mars approximately 1 million years BC. Again, don't get caught up on this either, guys, because we're going to explain all this, these dates and all this, because I know there's a big rift in the body of Christ. You got the young earth, excuse me, you got the young earth and you got the old earth. The young earth theory is the earth is 6,000 years old And we're entering into the 7,000th year, and this is ushering in the 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Others who they go into what's called the, if they believe in the, what's the pre-Adamite world or the ages past, their assertion is that the earth itself could be millions or billions of years age of age, but it doesn't take away from the fact that there was a creator and that he created everything. Okay. So there's your difference here. Now this study was part of a Project Stargate, which is a secret U.S. Army unit established in 1977. That's when I was born, that focused on anomalous phenomena, including remote viewing, telepathy, and psychokinesis. Okay. Again, these are all practices that are forbidden for believers to partake of. But again, hang with me because we're going somewhere with this. Participants were exposed to sounds like binaural beast and hemi-sync audio to induce altered states of consciousness and promote psychic abilities. The experiment subject was transported to the planet during the specified year, reporting an oblique view of a pyramid. Very important. I want you to, in the chat, type out pyramid. Because, again, if you'll hang in there and not get offended by some of the stuff I've already read, because I know how people are. Oh, I can't believe you're even, why are you wasting our time talking about this? And when they're talking about astral projection, they're talking about psychics, and they're talking about that. Listen, calm down and just hang with this for a minute. All right, the experiment subject. So this individual who was subjected to this experiment was transported to the planet during the specified year, reporting an oblique view of a, quote, pyramid and a very large road with a monument similar to those known among ancient Egyptians on Earth. The vision then shifted to a population of very large people searching for a, quote, new place to live because their environment was corrupted. This is phenomenal. Because what I'm about to show you is unbelievable. Project Stargate was the U.S. government's new weapon against the Soviet Union, aimed at creating mind-reading spies who could infiltrate the minds of its enemies. The classified project was conducted at Fort Meade in Maryland, recruiting men and women who claimed to have extrasensory perception, or ESP, to help uncover military and domestic intelligence secrets. Now, guys, let me just stop and interject this before, because I know people are just foaming at the mouth right now because we're throwing out all these new age terms and all this stuff. Listen, these practices are forbidden for any Christian to participate in. Okay, we could go to the book of Leviticus. We could take you to Deuteronomy. All these things are absolutely forbidden for any Christian to participate in. Okay, why? Because it's demonic. It opens the door for demonic activity. Don't miss this. So although the practices in which they're conducting are skeptical, to say the least, watch this. Do I believe individuals has the ability? Do I believe the individuals have the ability to be given visions of times past? Absolutely. Because listen, everything that these individuals are describing to you, I can show you in scripture. What? Yes. Yes. That's why I wanted to talk about this today. Because you got to remember, guys, angels, living creatures, cherubims, seraphims, spirits, all of these are eternal. They never die. They've been here since ages past, and they will continue to be here until the lake of fire, when the angels are cast into the burning lake of fire that burneth forever and ever and ever. And all the, and those who followed the false prophet and the Antichrist and all those whose names was not found in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is all found in the Book of Revelation. But until that time, current time, now, where we're in, all of these creatures that I just mentioned, these beings, all of these are still alive. They still exist. They're still operating the earth. Paul describes these in Ephesians chapter 6. There's a rank of these demonic powers. There is principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. All of these things, These are here and they're operating in the earth. Just because we don't see them doesn't mean they're not there. They're operating. Again, principalities work through personalities. You and I are vessels of flesh and blood, but demons love to possess and oppress these vessels and use humans to carry out their agenda. And the Holy Spirit also desires to live in us and live in humans to carry out the great commission of Jesus Christ to go and ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. All right? So, again, none of this, what they're saying here doesn't take away from anything. Okay? For example, when individuals claim, and we've talked about this before, but we're iron sharpening iron tonight, today, whenever we broadcast this. When we know that the world will call familiar spirits ghosts, and they've created entire sitcoms and programs and movies and documentaries based on quote unquote ghost and the paranormal. The reality is this is a term that is a worldly term that's been given as language to something that the Bible calls demonic spirits. They're familiar spirits. This is why that these quote unquote ghost hunters can go into specific locations, quote unquote haunted houses or places of paranoia, paranormal, and they can bring their devices and they can pick up readings and they can pick up energy and they can pick up all this stuff. What they're picking up, guys, is not the departed spirit of a woman that lived in this house in the 1700s. It is not the departed spirit of an ancient admiral or colonel or general that died on the battlefield. And this is his spirit. And this is his spirit that's come out because he's been killed in battle and he's now haunting everybody there in that location. No, that's not what's going on. These are familiar spirits that have been drawn to these specific locations or specific situations because of circumstances that attracted them, howbeit murder, violence, the shedding of innocent blood, demonic sacrifices, seances, Ouija boards, the occult, anything of the occult, all that attracts familiar spirits. So when you see tarot card readers, psychics, fortune tellers, people that do horoscopes, all this stuff, this lays out a welcome mat for familiar spirits, demonic spirits. And many times, now there is an element of this that's fraud, and they have ways that they can manipulate the system. They can get online and get your information, your birth date and details about where you've lived and your relationships and all this. And then they can enamor and woo and awe the recipient that they're trying to give this quote unquote fortune to. But there's also a demonic side to this. This is a more sinister, nefarious side to this. There's an element of supernatural tie to this where these individuals can have access to information about you and I that there's no way possible that's even on the internet. No one, it's never been out there on, there's no digital footprint that exists regarding this information about personal things about us. How are they getting this information, Brother Ricky? They're getting this information through demonic spirits. Now, why did I take you on this rabbit trail? Because this is where we're going. If these spirits have been here, guys, since the creation of angels and the creation of the worlds, plural tense, yes, there's more than one world. Hello. We'll show you all this in scripture in just a minute. We haven't even got to the deep part of this yet. We're still treading in the 3-foot section. We're going to get up to the 6-foot, 8-foot over your head, 12-foot, and then we're going to get out into the trench, the deep parts. Okay, so if these spirits have, they've been here from the beginning, then they have an understanding They know that these things existed, and they can relay this information to human beings who are tapping into the spiritual world through the means of, here we go, astral projection, these seances, hypnosis, and the list goes on how they do this. And this is exactly what I personally believe is going on right here. Let's go back to the article. And guys, by the way, detectives, you know, the police and detectives use people that are delved into the occult to try to find victims and bodies and try to gather information about a homicide. It's all over. You watch enough documentaries, you'll see that. Again, how are they doing that? Because the spirit knows where this individual is. They've been here. They see all, just like, listen, demonic, Satan is not omnipotent and he's not omnipresent. He can't see everything at once. But Satan has spirits that are sent out in the earth that report back to him, okay? All right, let's move on here. All right, let me go back up here. This classified project, again, was conducted at Fort Meade in Maryland, recruited men and women who claimed to have extrasensory projection or, quote, ESP. Again, these are people, again, that are tapped into the supernatural world, okay? And they used them to, quote, help uncover military and domestic intelligence secrets. There you go. Now you understand, when you read that, you get a better perception. This secret program shut down in 1995, but during its more than 10-year existence, quote, psychics known as remote viewers, think about everything I just told you, participated in a wide array of operations, from locating hostages kidnapped by Islamic terrorist groups by tracing the past of fugitive criminals within the U.S. There you go. Leading up to its closure was this Mars exploration, May 22nd, 1984, a document declassified in 2017 that is recently resurfaced online. The document is sparse in details, beginning with, quote, method of site acquisition, sealed envelope coupled with geographic coordinates. The envelope was provided to the subject before the interview, but was not opened until afterward. In the envelope was a 3x5 card with the following information. Quote, the planet Mars, time of interest, approximately 1 million BC. By the way, the planet Mars, guys, did you know this was the planet of war? Did you know that many civilizations and armies, they conducted their war plans based on this planet? Because they called this the red planet of war. There's a reason for this. The administrator of the experiment verbally relayed the envelope contents and allowed the subject to provide their operations. The starting time was 10:09 a.m. Eastern. The subject was asked to focus their attention on a particular coordinates. It sort of looks, quote, I kind of got an oblique view of a pyramid or pyramid form. Okay. They continued to describe the structure as ochre colored. A hue ranging from yellow to deep orange and brown. The subject then observed shadows of very tall, thin people wearing strange clothing. The administrator prompted the subject to remain in that time period, but to move to another location in space. The landscape featured a very long road with what appeared to be the Washington Monument at the end. That's an obelisk. Oh my gosh, guys, I know where I'm going with this, and this is so deep, but it's extraordinary to me. Look, they even said it's like an obelisk. The subject said before being asked to move to a different location until they saw people again. The subject moved to a place where a violent storm was ripping through Mars and people were using the giant pyramids for shelter. Quote, different chambers, but they're almost stripped of any kind of furnishing or anything. It's like a strictly functional place for sleeping, or that's, quote, not a good word, hibernation, some form. The subject said, quote, I can't get real raw input, storms, savage storms, and sleeping through storms. The administrator asked the subject to describe who was sleeping through the storms. And this is what he said, quote, very tall, again, very large people, but they're thin. They look that way because of their height, and they dress like blank. I'm not going to say that word there. It's a, he uses a cuss word. It's like a real light silk, but it's not flowing type of clothing. It's like, quote, cut to fit. The subject told the administrator that these were ancient people who were dying. Interesting. It's the past their time or age, the subject said. They're very philosophic about it. They're looking for a way to survive, and they just can't. The subject appeared concerned for the ancient people, saying they were looking for a way out or waiting for something to return. It's like I'm getting all kinds of overwhelming input of the corruption of their environment. Interesting. It's failing very rapidly, and this group went somewhere like a long way to find another place to live. The subject claimed to have spoken with one of these people who told them that a group had left in what looks like the inside of a larger boat. The administrator told the subject to go along on the journey and report what they saw. Quote, impression of a really crazy place with volcanoes and gas pockets and strange plants, a very volatile place. It's very much like going from the frying pan into the fire. The difference is there seems to be a lot of vegetation where the other places did not have it, and a different kind of storm. The administrator told the subject it was time to come back. Move now back to the room, back to the sound of my voice, back farther now to the sound of my voice on the 22nd of May in 1984. Now, guys, I know that's a lot to consume. That is the foundation of what we're going to talk about today. So I built a pretty good foundation on the supernatural world, familiar spirits, demonic spirits, all this. Now I'm going to take you, we're going to go on what I believe is the best chronological journey that I can take you on. First of all, I want to say this right up front. I want to preface that the oldest book in the Bible is not the book of Genesis. The oldest book in the Bible is the book of Job. Now let's go to the book of Job. I want to show you something here. I'm going to take you to, this is Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God, somebody type in chat, sons of God. There was a day when this group called the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan, aka Lucifer, also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, where do you come from? And so Satan answered the Lord and said, going to and fro on the earth and walking back and forth on it. Now, there's a lot to unpack right here. Number one, there was a group of individuals called the sons of God. This is not human beings. In Hebrew, this is B'nai Elohim, and it means these were angelic beings. Let me say that again. These were not flesh and blood people as us. This was not a civilization of flesh and blood. This was a group of angels, okay, that Job had foreknowledge of. And in this book, it states that they presented themselves before the Lord. Now, number two thing to unravel is, where is the Lord located? Well, the book of Isaiah, I told you we're going to go deep, guys. Now we're getting into some deep waters here. The book of Isaiah gives us a revelation that there are three heavens. We exist in the first heaven. This is where you have the sky and the clouds, the puffy white clouds. Then you move beyond that, and you go into what's called the second heaven. And this is where you have your stars, you have your planets, you have the solar system, the galaxy, all of that stuff is in the second heavens. Then you go on beyond the regions of the north, as the scriptures say, and you go into what's called the third heaven. Now, this is where the throne of God exists. This is his habitation, his abode. This is where the Apostle Paul was taken when he was stoned and left for dead in Lystra, and his soul and spirit departed from his body and entered into the third heaven, into paradise. Well, where's that at, Brother Ricky? That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And You go read that. And he says that there was things in which Paul saw and experienced that he could not even, he was not given the liberty to even speak of it. He said it was unlawful for him to even speak of it. But in this third heaven, we know that this is where paradise is located because Paul said this. He gives us this revelation. And then you go to the book of Revelation and John sees souls under the altar in the third heaven, under the altar of God, which again is paradise. All of this is in the third heaven. So what am I saying? There's three heavens, according to scripture. Isaiah said there's three heavens. You have, again, this atmosphere. Then you have the area of celestial, again, stars, planets, galaxies, all of that's there. It's the solar system. Then beyond that and beyond the regions of the north, you have the throne room of God. You have heaven. Okay, this is what Moses was permitted to see. And when he created the blueprints, when he created the articles of the furniture, the tabernacle of Moses, and he created all this stuff, it was a replica of what he saw in heaven, and he created it on earth. All that stuff is in heaven. Just like on earth, there was what was called paradise, the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 1. There is also a paradise in heaven. Okay? All right. Now, let me go back to the scripture. All right. So number one, there's a group called the sons of God. These were angels. Number two, we know that they came before the presence of God. This is not on earth. This was in heaven. These angels are before the throne of God in heaven, and Satan is among them. Okay, aka Lucifer. Satan is among the sons of God. And the Lord asked Satan, where do you come from? And Satan says, from going to and fro on the earth, walking back and forth from it. So here's another nugget. We see here that Satan has access all the, even there. So this had to come. This had to have come after the fall of Lucifer, because Job cited him as Satan and not Lucifer. So the book of Ezekiel and the book of Isaiah tell us great detailed descriptions on the fall of Lucifer. Okay, so this event in Job chapter 1 happened after the fall of Lucifer from heaven. And once that fall came, Satan has been given, and I call it limited access to go to earth. Satan himself can go to earth. And the Bible says he was going to and fro over the earth. And you go read this in your own time. I don't want to get, because we'll go into a whole rabbit trail on this. God knew what he was up to when he said, have you considered my servant Job? Now, the reason why God asked Satan that is because Peter gives us a better revelation on this. He said this in his writing, be sober and vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. What does he say, church? Going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. So this agrees with the book of Job chapter 1. So I know that's a lot to unravel here. Now let me go to another book of Job. Now let's go over here to the book of Job chapter 38. Let's go to verse 4. Now this is where God himself appears. The Lord appears to Job and he asks Job a series of questions. And listen to this in verse 4. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were the foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? Listen to verse 7. Quote, when the morning stars sang together and all of the sons of God shouted for joy. Now stop. Now you have two groups here. You have the sons of God. We've already determined who that is. But now you have the morning stars. This, my friend, is also a group of angels. Now, here's what's interesting. Later on, you'll discover, now this is future tense, Revelation chapter 12, there is a war that will take place in heaven between Lucifer, aka Satan, and Michael the archangel, between his angels and Michael's angels. Scholars believe the sons of God, when Lucifer fell, there was a group of angels that aligned with Lucifer called the sons of God. But there was another group of angels that aligned with God, but they sided with Michael the archangel. Okay, so then when you get into Revelation 12, Satan will be completely cast out of heaven. He will no longer have access to accuse the brethren. Right now, listen, right now he has access to count to accuse the brethren. He can come before the throne. This is why, you know, he accused Peter. He came to God to sift him out as wheat. Remember that conversation? So right now, Satan has access to the throne of God to accuse the brethren night and day. But there's coming a time he will be completely, that will no longer happen again. That will be in Revelation 12. It'll be completely, he'll be completely expelled from access to the second heaven. He'll be expelled access to the third heaven. He'll be thrown to the earth. And the Bible says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for the Satan has come down with great wrath. Now, a lot of people confuse this with him being expelled from heaven in Ezekiel and Isaiah. But these are two different events. Okay. Now, let me go, speaking of Isaiah, let's go up here. Watch this. Now, oh, guys, come on. Are you still with me? Have I lost you? Let me go up here. Watch this. Isaiah 14. Look what Isaiah says here. How you are fallen from heaven. Uh-oh. Oh, Lucifer, son of the morning. Now, he's addressing Lucifer specifically here. And he says, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. Stop, guys. I'm going to give you a revelation. It's going to blow you away if you've never heard this. Stop. How can Lucifer weaken the nations when he was yet cast out of heaven? Stop. Again, how you have fallen from heaven. Lucifer is fallen from heaven. But it says you weaken the nations. There was no nations. God had not even, oh, are you got to roll with me here for a second. There was no nations to weaken, guys. Adam had not even been created yet. You do understand that before God created the earth and the inhabitants thereof, we're talking about the beasts of the field, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and Adam and Eve, before he created all of that, he created the sons of God and the sons of morning. They were all there with God in heaven. So there was no one else except for Elohim and the sons of God and the sons of morning. And with them was the anointed cherub Lucifer. Also Michael, also Gabriel, and these other chief angels. And I could really go into a whole trail there and we could get into the book of Enoch, and I'm not going to do that because that's, again, people get bent out of shape when you start going into these books of Jewish history, even though it's not canon of scripture. It's a wonderful book of history, and a lot of the things that's even quoted in the New Testament are quoted from the book of Enoch. It did exist in Jude's day. It existed in the early apostles' day, and the early church fathers continually referenced the book of Enoch many times. But don't miss it. There was a civilization that existed before Adam and Eve. Now, something happened on earth. Now watch this. So I want to get this out there. Okay, so now we've established that there was a civilization of angels and God before mankind was created. I want you to get that in your mind. Now let's go to the book of Genesis. All right. Let's go down to right here at the beginning. Watch this. In the beginning, God created the heaven, singular, and earth. Okay? Watch this. And the earth. So he's being specific here, guys. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now stop. Now, if you go to rabbinical sources, which I've done, and rabbinical commentaries on Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2, these rabbis who, again, they have access to a lot of books, literature that the early church fathers had access to. Again, the book of Enoch, and the list goes on. They will tell you when God creates anything, it is perfect and flawless. You got to roll with me here. So when God created, in the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth, period. Do y'all see this period right here? It was perfect. But something happened, something transpired between Genesis chapter 1:1 and 1:2. Because whatever happened caused the earth to be without form and void and darkness to be upon the face of the deep. Now, this word is interesting right here. Say deep. Type it up in the chat. Deep, D-E-E-P. This is a Hebrew word called tahom. Now, let me explain why we talk about this. Here's why. Let me pull this away for a second. I believe from all the research that I've done, and I've got a lot of books, I've done a lot of research on this. I believe the single event that took place between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 that caused the earth, that was, again, when God created it, it was perfect. Read every one of God's creation, guys. And you say, well, where are you getting this? Think about it. Go read Genesis 1 all the way down. And God saw the light, and it was good. And he divided the light from darkness. And God created a firmament in the midst of the waters, and it was good. And he created the beasts of the field, and it was good. The birds of the air, and it was good. The fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and it was good. He created man, and it was good. Everything was good, 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 perfect, in order. It was flawless. It was without imperfection, everything. But why is it from Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and then we go to Genesis 1:2, and suddenly we see the earth is without form, void, and darkness is upon the face of the deep. Doesn't make any sense, but once you start getting into this and you realize that there was a single event that took place between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 that produced the description of without form, void, and darkness upon the face of the deep, I believe with all my studies that it was the fall of Lucifer from heaven. When Lucifer fell from heaven, God, ready for this? God created a chasm under the earth. He put it in the core of the earth. And this is why scientists and archaeologists and seismologists and all the STS you want to put on there, all of these experts in this have all come to the conclusion that in the core, in the center of the earth, The deeper you drill, the hotter it gets. We've even tried to take drills and sophisticated equipment, and we've tried to drill into the core and the center and the core of the earth, and there's been some crazy things from that. You can go research it in Siberia, where they try to dig. They took a drill and tried to drill as deep as they could go into the center of the earth and break all kinds of records, and they got to a point where they heard these cries come up and these terrifying sounds that came up, and you can pull this up. It's all out there. So I believe, based on that this chasm, this tome that was built in the center of the earth is what we call hell, Hades. It's a place that the early church fathers knew existed. And there was a great gulf fixed that separated this location from another location where the righteous, before Jesus Christ was crucified, before the New Testament, there was a place called Abraham's bosom. Now, this is referenced in Luke chapter 16. I don't have time to go and take 25 minutes and dig and show you all the details of that. But the beggar died and was comforted. The angels of God came and took his soul and spirit and took him down into this lower chamber of the earth called Abraham's bosom. And it was a place of comfort and rest. But when the rich man died, he lifted up his eyes in torment, and he was in a place of torment in fire. And he had all of his senses. Read it. He had all five senses. He had the recollection. He understood everything that was going on. And he pleaded that God would send the prophets to come and warn, or send him. He pleaded that he would be able to be brought out of this place so he could warn his brothers not to go to this place of torment. Now, I know all of our Seventh-day Adventist brothers and sisters will emphatically tell you that that's a parable. The Jehovah's Witnesses will tell you it's a parable. It's not a parable. Every parable, you go read all the parables, and they'll say, and then he spoke unto them a parable, saying unto this, and then he spoke a parable, and he said this and this. But this was an actual account with people that were known of that day, and there was real descriptions and details given. It is not a parable. Now, some of y'all will argue with me blue in the face, but I'm telling you, and when Jesus Christ gave up the spirit on the cross, the Bible says he went into the lower chambers of the lower parts of the earth. You can find this in the book of Hebrews. And he led captivity captive. He led those souls and spirits out of Abraham's bosom. They came up with him. And this is why in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was crucified, the Bible says the graves of many of the saints of old were open, and those saints were seen walking about. Where'd they come from, guys? They came out of Abraham's bosom. And the Bible says later on in Isaiah that hell has enlarged herself. How did it enlarge itself? Because Abraham's bosom was removed from the center of the earth, and it is no longer under the earth. It is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the third heaven in paradise under the throne room of God, where Paul described it. And that's why he said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But that's not what we're talking about here. I said all that to get to this point. Hell was never created for you and I. It was created originally for Lucifer and the angels that revolted against God. But anyone who aligns themselves with Lucifer, with Satan, defies God, defies his word, defies his commandments, they by default will end up in this place of torment. Now, eventually, according to the book of Revelation, hell will give up the dead, and they will be tossed into the lake of fire that burneth forever and ever. But let's get back to this. I told you it was going to be deep today. You're like, my goodness, I was hoping you'd preach on the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Well, guys, you can go find that message. They're dime a dozen all over the place. You can go on TBN and all that. And listen, I'm not taking away. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He was fully man, fully God. Thank God that he came and he was born. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for the miracle and all that stuff. I do. I thank God for that. But I think most of us know this, guys. This is like the milk. That's a milk teaching. You should be way beyond. Even Paul said, let us move on beyond the elementary principles. He says that in Hebrews. Let's move past the elementary principles. Let's get to the meat. All right, now, watch this. So we know, all right, we got to summarize this. So don't lose me, guys. I know some of y'all's heads spinning from all this information. So we know that there was a civilization that existed in heaven before the creation of Adam and Eve, and it consisted of Elohim and the sons of God and the sons of morning. Okay, it appears that this civilization had nations. Now, I believe that they did not exist on earth. I do not believe they existed on earth. I believe that these angels, this civilization of angels, Lucifer, his group, the sons of morning, sons of God. Remember, at one time, guys, they were all one big happy family before the fall of Lucifer. Okay? But watch. Let me show you this. Oh, come on. Come on, don't lose me. I'm telling you, we're almost done here. Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Look at this. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Y'all see that? Worlds, plural tense. God created worlds, not world. Worlds. Let's go. Here's another one. Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, this is verse 3. By faith, we understand that somebody talk to me. What's it say right here? The worlds were framed by the word of God. I get a tickle. Listen, this is why I don't get nervous and I don't lose my faith when NASA comes out and say, we've discovered a new planet and it has the capability and the ability to be able to hold life and to generate life and civilization. And this could be a new earth. I don't lose faith over that. Now, some people get bent all this shit. Well, that's impossible because there's only one world. No, the Bible says that God created the worlds. Friend, I believe, do you realize, do you know how big the galaxy and galaxies are, and the solar system, and how many stars there are, and how many different planets? Listen, there is planets that you and I have never even known existed. I believe that. I believe they're out there, and we may never know they existed. Now, having said that, could it be possible? I'm going to propose an hypothesis to you. Could it be possible that these other worlds, including Mars, at one time had the ability to sustain life on it? Now, we're not talking about human beings here, but we're talking about a civilization of angels, in which there was nations. Now, if you say, well, that's ridiculous, I don't believe that. Well, then you don't believe in Job, because Job just told you that there were sons of God, sons of morning. Lucifer was they're able to talk, interact, have a civilization. This was God's creation. Now, isn't it interesting that when you go to Genesis chapter 6, can we pull this up? Let's go to Genesis 6. I told you we're wrapping it up, guys. We're descending this plane. We're going to take it on. We're coming in. We're landing this plane right now. Let's go to Genesis 6. Now we know that and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born into them, that the sons of God. Now we've already established here who this group of individuals are. These are angels. These are not flesh and blood. You got all these people out here trying to, well, this is not angels. Yes, it is. Listen, I agree with the early church fathers, and I agree with the scholars that have studied this in a lot of detail. I'm telling you, I don't believe that this was flesh and blood. These were angelic beings The sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives, in which they chose. So they went in to the daughters of men. Now look what it says here. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, okay, when the sons of God, here's how these giants came about. Notice it says giants. Remember the article we talked about here. There was a day when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them that became the mighty men which were of old, men of renown, the Nephilim. Okay? Again, these were what we would call demigods. They were part man and part angel. Now I'm gonna step into something here that some of y'all is gonna get a little nervous about, and you don't really like talking about this. But for those of my brothers and sisters, one of these is my own cousin, who is a very God-fearing woman. And one of these days, I'm going to have her on. I've already told her, I said, you're going to be on my podcast, whether you like it or not, because she's got a profound testimony of how God delivered her from hardcore drugs, and it was supernatural of God. I've never heard anything like this before. And I've been pleading with her, get on to my podcast and share this testimony. So we're going to try to work on that in 2025 to get her on. Where am I going with this? I forgot where I was even heading with this. Oh, yeah. So she is an intercessor. She's a prayer warrior. She has had, God has opened her eyes to be able to see angelic beings. We're talking about angels. Because you know they're here with us. There's some in my office right now. There's some in your house right now. The Bible says the angels of the Lord encampeth around about those who fear you, fear the Lord, and delivers them out of their troubles. And Joshua talks about the angel of the Lord that went with them. The children of Israel had the angel of the Lord that went with them. The fire by day, the fire by night, the cloud by day. All these were angels that went with them. Peter had an angel that came and set him free. I don't have time to go into all these angels. But people who has saw angels talk about huge, giant angels. I remember John Kilpatrick. I remember the story he talked about, Pastor John Kilpatrick. He told this story about when he had this encounter with these angels. There was these two giant angels that was standing on one side of the door and then on the other side of the church door, and they were standing guard there, and it was a profound story. He told us this story back when I used to go to Omega Center International in Cleveland, Tennessee. John Kilpatrick is the pastor, senior pastor of Church of His Presence. I believe it's in Alabama is where he's at, but profound story. But anyway, all these stories talk about these angels. So don't miss it. Angels, when we think of angels, we're not talking about angels now could there be angels that are 6 foot tall? Sure. But a lot of these angels, guys, are double, triple the size of a normal human being. We would call them, ready for this, giants. Because, watch this, the offspring of the daughters of men that the sons of God went into when they were birthed, this produced these giants that walked the earth, and whom Goliath was one of them. Go look up, go and study the dimensions of Goliath. Go and study the beds that they have discovered in ancient times. Now, if you go to Google, Google has worked overtime to try to scrub the digital footprint of any existence of giants in the earth. Did you know that? Why are they trying to scrub that? Because it contradicts their ridiculous scientific story and fable of evolution. That's why. So they don't want that knowledge out there. So what they're doing is suppressing and shadow banning and censoring all information about these Nephilims and these giants that exist in the earth. But their bones have been discovered. Weapons have been discovered. Their beds have been discovered. There was a race of giants that dwelt in the earth. Now watch this. before they came to earth, they existed, come on, in the heavens, and I believe they built civilizations on other planets. And this is why Isaiah says, "You, O Lucifer, who weakened the nations." There was no nations when Lucifer existed. Nations, come on, were not built. Come on, if we're talking practically here, nations of men were not built until after the fall of Lucifer, and he's no longer referenced as Lucifer. Read it in your Bible. Once he falls from heaven, he's referenced as Satan, Hasatan. So the fact that Isaiah referenced him as Lucifer and says, in weakening the nations, it equates, come on, Lucifer with weakening the nations. It appears that these nations were nations and other planets. And they were nations of angels. Now let me drop the bomb on you before we get off this podcast today. There has been much controversy. And here's another thing that Google also, if you go to search this out, oh, they'll tell you it's been debunked and blah, blah, blah. But one of the things that has perplexed historians for thousands of years is how could the ancient Egyptians build these pyramids and these structures that these stones weighed tons, guys? We're talking about tons. These, some sources say the blocks of these, of the granite that was used, was 10 meters long, 7 meters wide, 4 meters high, and it was estimated to have weighed around 300 tons. Now, there was no earth-moving equipment then that we have in modern times, and that's why this has been the greatest controversy that has existed for thousands of years. How could this civilization be able to do this? And again, to me, it's simple. If these giants existed, if some of them were still around, this would explain how this was possible. Now, I know this kind of messes up people's timeline, but I'm telling you, it makes for a very plausible explanation to this. Secondly, another question was, what stemmed the idea to build these pyramids? What was their purpose? Why are they built like this? Why the obelisk? Why all these things? You ready for this? There is a notion from historians, theologians, and rabbinical sources that, again, just like Moses got the blueprint for what he built on earth from heaven, it is possible that in these other planets, where these angels and the civilization of angels existed, they built these pyramids and structures in their worlds. And when they came down to heaven, they just continued what they did up in, come on, in the other locations of these other planets. This is why, guys, if you read the book of Enoch, it explains all of this. These angels that fell with Lucifer, they taught men how to make weapons. They taught women how to adore their bodies and put makeup on. They taught sorcery. They taught witchcraft. They taught cannibalism. You can go read it. It's all in there. It's all explained. They taught men astrology, the worship of stars and different things such as this, all delved into astrology. They taught men this stuff. And this is why God said in Genesis, right there in Genesis chapter 6, when the sons of God went into the daughters of men, that's why immediately the Lord says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." Because the Bible says the whole earth was corrupted with violence because of these giants that are in the earth. Now, let me bring it home. This is why when I read this story, and in this alleged top secret project, these individuals saw they saw on this planet, and again, quote-unquote millions of years ago, or 1 million B.C., before civilization was born, they saw pyramids on this planet. They saw giants walking around. Well, guys, this you know what this does? It only affirms what I've already known and what I've always believed according to everything that we've just showed you today. So, guys, listen, I hope you found this interesting as I did. Listen, you may listen to this and you say, well, that was a complete waste of time, Brother Ricky. I have no interest in this stuff. That's fine. You know, stick around. We'll probably, you know, next week or tomorrow or whatever, we'll probably have a topic that you'll enjoy. But for some of us, I believe somebody's going to be blessed by this, because I just love this kind of stuff. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as I enjoyed talking about it. So again, if you enjoy our content and you want to see more of this, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification, and better yet, download our free app and get it today. Available on Apple and Android, and hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be notified of every headline, every podcast, breaking news, alerts, all that stuff be right at your fingertips. And guys, we'd appreciate we would appreciate if you guys prayed about becoming a monthly partner. We are a partner-based ministry. Everything we do is free. The app is free. There's no subscription fee. There's no merchandise. If you've been blessed by our content, all you got to do is just take a few moments and to give back. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you can do that electronically or through a check or money order right there on the screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So listen, guys, we love you. We appreciate you. Again, don't forget, tomorrow is Christmas Day. No broadcast. I know I said that yesterday, right? You said, well, wait a minute, you said you wouldn't cut on Christmas. I know. Listen, if we have breaking news, we'll come on here. But I don't plan on, I have no scheduled podcast. I'll just say that. I need to stop saying that because I always do it anyway. So as of right now, I'm not scheduled to broadcast on tomorrow on Christmas Day. If there is something major breaking, we'll come on here if we have the time to do that. Like today, we had extra time, so I wanted to come on here. So we plan on not coming on here tomorrow, but on Thursday, December 26th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, I'll be joining Larry Ragland on The Big Picture. So you don't want to miss that. Great program. You're going to have a great time. Don't miss that program. And then, of course, we'll be back on Friday and then, Lord willing, on Saturday as well. So we love you guys. Have a great Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Be safe in your travels and all that you do. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.